That sounded bad.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I remember how to do.
Wow, that's
okay.
Nice.
You know what? I'm just gonna do it from the hip.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
A vampire and an umpire are from two different worlds, and they review different movies at different times. I don't even remember how to say this. I really don't know my notes. Wait. They review movies outside their own strike zone. This week's movies are a bunch of horror movies and a bunch of sports movies for the season 3. Now two guys who have to put up with Jeff every week. Tim Kretschmann and me, Jeff Miller. All right, whatever.
I think we should do that more often.
No, never again. Oh, look at these. Awesome. And
we have a new follower. We have a new follower. Whoever SHFG13 is. Thanks for joining us.
Wait, what are all those? What were all those emojis for? Is that because we have a new
explosion of fun? Because we have a new. Oh, this is good. In our chat room, is one a fan of sparkly vampires and one a fan of Sparky Anderson?
That's pretty good.
We might use it.
Never.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dead on. Look at this. This moved again.
I know.
Welcome to Dead on the Base. Dead on the Bases.
What's Jeff eating?
And this is the ump.
And that's the vamp.
And Jeff enjoys spending time with his dog Tango.
Yes.
I was told to tell everybody that his dog does not dance. But I'm also offering this up. Neither does Jeff. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on. It was better than that.
You know what? Get this. You know what? Okay. His name is Tango. Yeah. The reason why he got his name Tango is because my wife and I actually took dance lessons before we got him.
Oh.
So that's how the interchange. Yeah, we.
Okay, so that sounds like a future video that we're going to have.
You will never get me on video dancing, ever. Guaranteed.
Challenge accepted.
All right. Tim, how have you been? We've had some time off. How have you been over the summer?
You know, first of all, missing you for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I miss me too.
My parents moved from my childhood home, so that was like the summer.
Oh,
was moving them, but it was a lot of fun getting them to actually move.
It was fun.
So
that's not what you kept telling
me. You could lie a little bit. That'd be okay.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, he did have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we have more people in our chat room now than
possible?
I think any time ever before.
I want to know who Shefig 13.
SHFG 13.
That doesn't even sound like a word.
It isn't, I don't think. And then there's somebody that's 2020, and it is Judge Judy Slayer.
Are you serious? Are you really serious?
I'm
reading
it.
How do you see it?
How do you see it?
I don't see anything.
You hit this little button here. And I'll show you everything.
Kick ass.
Okay.
All right.
We're relearning. Well, my mother is apparently because she's asking about my fashion choices.
So get this. So hey, that thing that you put up on Facebook about the parade that you were in,
Yes.
The first thing that came to my mind, but I didn't put up there. First thing that came to my mind was the Pruder film. It did. Honestly, God, the way that it was, the car was slowly moving along. I'm like,
it was creepy.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, but Noah, you had a good summer.
Yes,
summer.
I know they're bots. They're saying these are bots. They're bots. Some of these people are not real. That's in the chat room, Jeff. Some are.
Why?
Some are.
What's the sense of it then? Why would there be? No. Now I'm getting a little ticked off. Why would there be a bot in there? What are they doing? Like, why is there a bot? Explain to me.
Because
explain to me. I don't know.
Bots just kind of run around the internet and annoy people.
Are they? So they're not really a person?
No, it's a computer program that just jumps in and checks how great our show is.
So
that's what.
So
do.
Is Judge Judy Slayer a bot?
I don't know.
Judge Judy Slayer.
That actually sounds like a real name.
Let's put it this way: Judge Judy Slayer. What is your favorite number to find out if you're a bot or not? What's your favorite number?
See, we're being trolled now by SHFG13.
What does that mean?
Wait, she's making fun of us. Or oh. He, I don't know.
You do know, don't you?
I don't know, actually.
It's probably Tracy here.
I don't know who it is.
Anyways, okay, I had a good summer, you had a good summer. Why are we here tonight?
We're here to talk about season 3. Yeah, that's right. We should get to the actual show.
Oh, wait, you know what?
Oh, everybody now knows what Jeff's eating. For those that were playing at home, we're playing What's Jeff Eating?
What brand?
What brand? Ooh, so people can guess the brand that Jeff is eating right
now. All right, so here's the deal. Okay. So I really botched the beginning of the open because I didn't
pre-record. No!
So what happens, if you're new to the show, my name is Jeff. I enjoy sports and sports movies. That's
Which
Tim.
Which is why he's the ump.
And Tim is drinking blood, and yes. He is the vamp. He's not really drinking blood, people. But anyways, he enjoys horror movies.
You don't know that.
So we thought 2 seasons prior to this, it would be fun for me to review horror movies, which I hate, and for Tim to review sports movies, which, I don't know, I mean, it's not his probably first choice of movies.
It's down the list.
But we've had a lot of fun so far in the last 2 seasons. That's why we decided to come back again.
You know what, though, Jeff?
What?
I've learned a lot about sports.
Have you?
I've learned a lot about sports from your show. First of all sports is basically conduits to taking drugs. It's pretty
North
well
Dallas,
all
Florida,
they are.
Okay,
it comes up a lot. It comes up a lot. I still say some of those guys in dodgeball were performance enhancing.
I actually have a dodgeball story, but we can wait on that, too. It's probably not something I should talk about on the
Yeah, probably
podcast.
Not. We do that from time to time. Those are exciting. Jeff says the wrong thing.
I almost got into a fight. Let's put it this way. I almost got into a fight with another place similar to where I work.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about
that. I was going to take him out.
Let's talk about...
Horror film?
Horror
realm? No, I'm sorry.
No, we are going to get to both of those. So.
Good.
But one of the things I wanted to ask you, because you are one of the... It's still nobody's guessing. You are an expert in Wisconsin sports. Would you say that's fair to say?
I'm good.
Yeah. He's being falsely humble, and that doesn't happen much. So I wanted to ask you what you think is the greatest sports team or individual, it could be a team or an individual, in Wisconsin sports history.
So it's either an individual or a team? Sure.
An individual or a team. What is the greatest sport entity?
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Really?
Yeah, I love the Brewers.
They've gone to the World Series.
Once. Yeah, I know. You want me to say the Green Bay Packers, but... Well, I should say the Packers because
I don't think you know... What I want to say. Wow,
look at that.
Did somebody join again? I don't know what just happened.
So the thing is that if you want to say the greatest, yeah, the Packers have got way more championships.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see.
Okay.
I got to be impartial, so I should say the Packers.
I've done a lot of research.
I'm sure you have.
And?
Brett Favre.
You're on.
The Crusher.
Just to let you, it is. It's the Crusher. That's right. The Crusher.
Do I know my friend Tim?
Is the greatest ever. There's no question.
Tell me you have a
what?
Tell me you have a picture of the Crusher.
No.
Ah.
No.
Even his little statue.
But we do have
what?
We do have 9 innings of shows coming up here in season 3 of Dead on the Bases, and we're going to be talking about them. What?
I know what you're doing. This is the segue part.
We're getting ourselves ready here.
Who is that with the fro in there? That dude with the fro. Who is that?
I don't know who that is. I don't know why things keep exploding on the screen. I'm looking at it. I'm like,
that's what she
there's
said.
Nothing. That's what she said profusely.
First one of the year of the season.
Unfortunately, I don't have that button ready.
Who's got the over-under on that?
Jeez. That's pretty good. What are we, 10 minutes in?
Tim, before you get to the beginning of the season, I know that's what you... But this will help it,
right,
too.
Right,
have you ever been to Crusher Fest?
I have not.
I want to go to that so bad.
Well, we got to... We'll
I think
that
it's
up.
Still coming up here in September. I really do.
I think it is as well.
We'll go.
I think it
is. Let's do a live show there.
Let's not do a live show. Have you seen all the equipment we drag out for a show?
Yeah. We're going to do a live show in Pittsburgh, so that's enough, I guess.
How's that going to happen exactly?
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
I've got people.
All right. Yeah, I know you have people. My God, has he got people.
How can you? You should never underestimate me. Come on.
I don't underestimate you. You said it, and I'm like, oh, shit, what am I getting myself into?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Why did you swear?
Wait.
You swore that time.
I said I would not swear during the season. I haven't yet.
Okay.
Pre-game doesn't count.
Oh, really? Okay. Uh-huh. That's good to know.
I make up the rules.
Hey, now, Jeff, take a look at the big screen. You ready?
Yep.
Because we're going to get ourselves ready. Did you like that new special effect?
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah, we'll do it again. There we go. Boop. Yeah.
Tim has been busy this summer.
Yes, I have. I wanted to make sure you noticed because sometimes you miss things.
Well, it depends
like
on how much I've been.
Like a baseball.
opening. You know what? There's never been a baseball in there before. So
that's not true. All right. Let's see what's coming up September 9th in our first
week
of the show.
Next week.
That's right. Next week.
Let's go first. Here,
this whole show is spring training.
This is awesome. All right. I'll start. All right.
Yes.
I'm giving Tim the Wrestler. This is a 2008 movie.
The only true sport. I finally get one.
The cool thing about this is that it's got Mickey Rourke in it, Marissa Tomei. Yeah. It's about a guy who was a giant in the wrestling industry, and then his life after he's no longer in the spotlight. This is a really good movie. It's a good movie.
You know who it's based on?
No, I don't.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Whatever. Is that true? Wow.
Wait till you do your research.
I don't have to research that one, remember? Oh, wait. I do have to get you a trivia question. All right.
Yeah, you know what? Don't. Go ahead. Go.
I already have the trivia question in my head. What was the movie you got for me? I talked too long.
I know. They Live. There we go. They Live. See, I have a Jeff button.
Nice.
They Live, which also has a wrestling.
Hell yes, it does.
It has Roddy Piper in probably his best known movie role.
Yeah.
His other big one would be Hell Comes to Frog Town.
Never saw, never heard
of
it.
Yeah. You know what? If you're a real asshole to me, I'll assign it one of these days.
Wow, there's a swear in.
Who did that?
Not me.
That's not a swear. That's just a fact.
Okay. I'm glad because Roddy Piper is my favorite wrestler. He is.
Yeah, he's extremely good. So They Live will be coming up in season 3, inning 1.
So that's first weekend, huh?
Yeah, that's it. We start off strong. Then we go to our second inning here.
Oh, oops. Cool. No, come on.
There it is.
You have one
in the
job.
Second inning.
I'm like the vaccine,
one job and failing miserably.
Actually, Tim does all this. All I gotta do is sit here and eat and drink, and I'm good.
And you're good at that.
I am good at that. You're good at that. Go first this time.
You are gonna be seeing the movie The Collector.
Wait a second.
I think
that
this
looks
is demonic. A strong movie.
No, you
this
know what?
Is a really strong
I thought
movie.
This was about like collecting money or collecting cars. What the hell is that? That looks nasty. I'm not going to like this already. I can tell you already, I'm dreading inning 2. Man.
He's going to love it. He's going to absolutely love it. He's going to
eat it
up with a spoon.
Oh, my God.
This movie is an excellent example of what's called torture porn. It also has a little bit of a slasher element to it and a lot of cat and mouse. This is the movie that I believe Jeff is going to talk about through most of the season because I think it's a very notable, good movie.
Is this like The Conjuring of this season? Don't even say it.
It might be. You know what? There's nothing supernatural in it. You seem to get freaked out by supernatural.
Yeah.
I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it a lot.
All right.
And then what did you give me?
I gave you a show based on...
A movie.
So this is about the Jesse Owens story. This is a great movie. This is really a really great movie. I saw this in the movie theater actually.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the life of Jesse Owens from when he was at college at Ohio State all the way through the Berlin Olympics.
Right.
So it's a good movie. It's a good factual historical movie, and I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to ruin the ending.
I see that Sudeikis is in there.
Yeah.
Who I have enjoyed on the TV series Lasso.
I haven't watched it yet. You gave that to me. Yeah, I have not
Ted
watched
it. Lasso. Is it Ted Lasso or just Lasso?
No,
I can't remember.
It's Ted.
It is Ted. Yeah.
At some point there, he says, go to bed with Ted. So, I don't know. Anyways, but in Race.
What?
In Race, it's got like a double meaning. So it's talking about race, like Jesse Owens. And it's also racing because he raced in.
Oh, that's clever.
Isn't it? Hitler's in this too. So. All right. God. So it's kind of a horror. All right. So it's kind of a horror
is
movie.
Is Indiana Jones in there?
I think if you look close enough, he's in the background.
He's in the background getting an autograph.
Wouldn't that have been awesome if he would have been in there? If he was just like walking through the background, that would be fucking great. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, for those of you that had 17 minutes.
But wouldn't that have been cool if someone just threw that Easter egg in there?
I think
that would have been cool.
I think you're going to love The Collector. You're going to enjoy it a great deal.
Nope.
All right.
Hey, Race came out in 2016.
2016. Right. There you go. So the next inning is going to be inning three, and this is kind of our classics.
I love this matchup. I saw that you had down Psycho, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to give one right around that same time. Same time frame.
And The Hustler, which is based on the magazine of the same name.
No, it's not.
No.
So The Hustler is a 1961 movie where Psycho came out in 1960.
I did that just to throw you off.
Why?
It's
so The Hustler is a really good movie. It's great. It's in black and white, and that's another reason why Max mashed it up. Boy, I'm having a hard time. Mashed it up with Psycho. Are. It's about a pool player.
It's going.
And it's about Fast Eddie Felsen, and he wants to take on the best. He wants to take on Minnesota Fats, who's played by Jackie Gleason. And the cool thing is Willie Moscone is actually in this movie, and he's a real life billiards player at the time.
Isn't he the guy that he had a lot of the pool cues that I used to see at Kmart were mascotties.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
See,
so
I know things.
In the realm of billiards, it's Willie Moscone and Fats Minnesota Fats.
Fats Domino. He was gonna say Fats Domino. I felt it too.
But you know what? It's pretty cool because Paul Newman he revisits this role in The Color of Money, which Tim will get in another season. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that one's directed by Martin Scorsese. See, I know something about The Color of Money.
The Color of Money is. You know what The Color of Money
is? It's one of the few studio films Martin Scorsese made.
What does that mean? But
it means it was made in a studio.
Where the other ones made?
Not.
Well, wait, what do you mean made in a studio?
They were independent films.
Oh, I got... Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. I'm thinking of, like, actually in a room.
Right, right.
But go ahead. No, hey, I learned things, too.
I know you do.
All right, let's talk about Psycho.
Okay. Psycho...
Pop it!
I'm doing that just to screw with you now. Psycho is Alfred Hitchcock. Some will say his masterpiece. It's definitely in the top five. He has a lot of great movies. By Psycho, that's my favorite.
North by Northwest.
Rear Window. Also in the top five, I would say, is North by Northwest.
What's that one? Vertigo?
Vertigo, I think, is overrated, but it's definitely in its top ten.
The Birds? Are you impressed? Birds, are you impressed how many I know?
Yeah, very impressed.
I'll stop
but
there.
Psycho is his true horror film. This one and The Birds are his two real true horror films. He did make another real horror movie in Frenzy later on, which I do not think is as good as this one. I've actually have gone so far as to read the original novel that this is based on.
What? Why?
Which, in Why? That novel, Norman Bates is not a tall, skinny guy, but a overweight
dude.
No
kidding.
And there's a lot of very small cosmetic changes that were made. I think Robert Bloch, who wrote the book based on the Ed Gein murders,
what?
Is a fantastic horror author.
Wait, this is based off of Ed Gein?
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding. It's
not based. It gave him the idea for
Psycho. It gave Ed Gein the idea
to kill people? No. This gave Robert Bloch the idea for the book. Okay. Was the Ed Gein murder saying, I can create something like that.
So now wait. So fill me in on this too. So didn't they recently remake Psycho minute by minute or second by second? Did they just redo that?
And we will definitely be talking about that travesty during our show.
When I went to Universal Studios,
yes,
I went past the Hitchcock Bates Motel.
So did I, just before the lockdown. We went out there, and he was putting something in the trunk of his car.
Who?
Norman. Norman was there.
Whatever. Whatever.
God is my witness.
I went there back in my laser days, whatever.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah, we gave the years. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to the next one. And you the next one is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
What the hell is that even?
A lot of people have a fear of clowns.
I don't fear clowns.
Well, then you're going to love this movie.
But I don't like the clown from It.
Okay. This movie is about aliens that appear to be clowns. But what they actually are murderous monsters that turn people into cotton candy and drink their blood.
What?
And they do so by throwing popcorn at them.
Who comes up with this? Someone was like really high on drugs when they came up with this movie. Because who thinks of that?
I will neither confirm nor deny that.
Wait, who thinks of that? Who thinks that they turn them into cotton candy, drink their blood? Who thinks of that? Tim.
The Chiodo brothers. And what are you giving me?
Well, I'm not giving you that crap. I'm giving you an...
This is going to be... Okay, please mark the tape as to what he said just now, because this is going to end up being his favorite movie from the entire season.
Okay, mark the tape.
Though Collector, I should say. Collector is probably going to be his actual favorite.
Hey, Wisconsin Connection. Who's that?
The Wisconsin Connection was Ed Gein.
Oh,
You're right on the top of things, aren't you?
That's what she said. Yeah. All right, anyways, back to this. Thanks for that softball. Anyways, Digstown. Digstown is fantastic. Digstown is a 1992 movie.
Okay.
With James Woods.
Woods.
And James Wood is someone that I could actually watch in any movie because he's just that.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. Louis Gossett Jr. is in this.
Yeah, take your time.
And Wisconsin's own Heather Graham is in this. This is a great...
She's from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Well, when do you know?
At least I'm going to tell you she is. But anyways... no, she
is. I remember when I was dating her. And really? She never brought it up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop because I could go so many different ways. But... Back to the movie. This is the movie that you're going to really enjoy, Tim. It's a boxing movie where it's a con. It's like a con. It's like The Sting.
Well, if you're going to have James Woods in it, you got the right guy. Yeah.
It's like The Sting, but with boxing. This is going to be, you're going to like this. I guarantee you.
I'm looking forward to that one because I haven't seen it. And I always enjoy that when you're picking movies that I haven't seen and I get to go to them fresh.
So far, every movie of yours that you pick for me, I have not seen.
Well, let's see about, you haven't seen Psycho? Oh, wow.
I've seen the scene.
I'm going to be very interested because I'm sure you've heard about it.
I've seen the clip where she's in the shower, you know, because that's what you hear about, that you don't actually see anything and blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. That's the only scene I've seen.
And I'm being told there's a better boxer in Killer Clowns than Digstown. And there
so that
is,
must be a real person.
There is a boxer character in...
Are they Canadian?
In Killer... Inning 5.
Boxing Day.
Moving on. Lost Boys you've seen.
No.
No.
I've seen parts of it. I've never watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Why would I watch a movie about vampires?
Because it was iconic of the 80s, has young Kiefer Sutherland before he was saving the world every 24 hours.
Who's that dude in the front of the box there? Who's that? Okay, no, but go ahead.
The name, right. But he was the star of Speed 2.
Keanu Reeves?
No, Speed 2. The two Coreys are in here, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are in this movie.
Okay, I see him in the corner. Who's the chick, though?
The chick is Jamie Gertz.
Yes, I know who that is.
Now, why can't I think of the name of
Jamie Gertz was in Less Than Zero, I think.
Possibly. Yeah. And Bill of Bill and Ted is in this movie. It's like the only other major movie
franchise. Which one's Bill? Is that Keanu Reeves?
Not Keanu Reeves. The other one.
The blonde dude?
Yeah, Alex Winter is his name. Jason Patrick. Jason Patrick is the guy up front.
Jason Patrick. How do I know that name?
He was in The Lost Boys.
I never saw the movie. I saw parts of it.
And Speed 2.
And what? Speed 2. You know what part I saw? I think they were either in a cave or something. Yes. I remember that, and I'm like, eh, I'm done. Yeah. So anyways, you get the longest yard. You get the original. Yard.
I'm glad it isn't the Adam Sandler version. Whoa. I'm very glad. I don't think I've watched The Longest Yard from beginning to end. I think it's one of those movies that I've seen on TBS, and I've seen a scene here and a scene there.
What you're seeing on the box is what you're going to see there. He's actually a mutant who's in jail. He only has three fingers on each hand. So you're going to have to check that out when you're there. So it kind of crosses the line of horror. This is a good movie because Robert Redford is not in this, but Burt Reynolds is. Burt Reynolds is in this movie. He's a con who shaved some points.
And this was one of the movies that made him one of the biggest box office stars in the 70s.
But the cool thing is he played a lot of football.
Florida State, right?
Wow, I am impressed. I should just get.
Can somebody give me a bunch of emoticons for that one?
That's pretty good. I am. Yeah, how'd you know that?
I know things.
Stop. But watch for his bird fingers in the movie.
Also, his bird fingers.
Well, you can see it. He's got like bird fingers. And then also Ray Nitschke is in this as well as some other NFL
Who's
players.
Ray Nitschke?
He played for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
So actually what happened a couple days ago...
So he was really good at basketball.
Right. Yeah. So a couple days ago, true fact, he was... So this came up the other day. It's the anniversary of what...
I honestly could not pick out Ray Nitschke.
You
out
could.
Of the
he's
lineup.
Bald. At like 30.
Totally you, brother.
Oh, really? I got a hat on.
Oh,
nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody knows. That's right.
You know what? I'll save my Ray Nitschke story for when we review the movies.
Okay.
It's a good story.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't give all of our stories here.
No, plus I need trivia.
Yeah. All right. So
oh, wait,
the
do
next
I?
Inning,
oh, yeah, trivia, yeah.
You did here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is this one?
Well,
let me go first.
It appears to be some sort of basketball
movie. Let me go first. It's Hoosiers.
Okay, do you notice, see the connection I have between these two?
Yeah, the basketball.
The basketball head of and the kid. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't ask for trick or treat. I didn't ask for this. All right, no. Hoosiers.
You've been asking for it.
Hoosiers, 1987 movie. Yeah. This is a great movie. This is a really feel-good type of movie. It's slightly based on a true Indiana story of a basketball team where small-town team takes on a big-town team. But it's everything that builds up to this that's really great. You'll see Gene Hackman play a great role in this as the coach. And his...
It threw you off that I had a notification on my phone, didn't it?
Yeah. So anyways... Sorry. So anyways... What the hell?
Can't stop it.
So Gene Hackman, you'll even see his speech to his players played at Brewer games when the Brewers are down and they need to rally. They'll play his speech. So this is a good movie. It's Midwest. It's
There's
Indiana.
No difference between these sports anyway, basketball and baseball.
Not at all.
They're exactly
one ball
the same.
Is bigger than the other. Yeah. That's what she said. Anyways, go ahead. I set myself up. Go ahead.
Yeah, you do that and it really isn't a good look. Yeah,
I don't care.
Trick or treat.
Wait, what day of the week? Is this going to be right around Halloween?
It's
oh, you
be
rat.
Close. It's
you rat.
Be close.
That's oh, my God. What's the next one? Oh, my God.
Okay, now calm down. You're not there yet. Trick or Treat is an anthology film. That means there's four different stories.
Is this the first one or just like the middle one?
What? There, actually, all the stories are shown in
are
that
you
poster
shitting
together.
Me? I got to watch there's four movies?
No, it's... It's one movie, but there's four different stories.
Are they all intertwined?
Kind of.
Tim, I'm already starting to sweat. I don't know about this movie.
Well, what's going to be interesting is because there's four stories in the same movie, it'll be like, which stories did he like? Which ones did he not like? Which ones were scary for him and which ones weren't? Because there's a little bit of everything
in
this movie.
I don't want to watch this
movie. It is really going to help you. Figure out what type of horror movies you should be watching.
You know what kind of like April Fool's Day.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I know. 61. I don't want to do math.
Why does it say 79? Anyways.
Tell me about 61. What is that with an asterisk?
That's where I'll be in a lot of years. But anyway, 61 is a Billy Crystal
not
movie.
Not that many years.
It's a Billy Crystal movie made in 19, or not 19.
He directed it, though. He's not in it, is he?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal kind of annoys me. But anyways, he's a big fan of Mickey Mantle's. He loves the Yankees. He's a big Yankee fan. So mm-hmm. he wanted to put this movie together about the chase in 1961 for Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris to chase Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs in a season.
Okay.
This isn't a spoiler because they have a 61 there. One of those players will hit the home run to go ahead
wow.
of Ruth. But the reason why the asterisk is there...
I heard it was because of steroid use.
There was no steroid use. But the reason why there's an asterisk is because there was more games played that season than there was the year that Ruth hit his 60 home runs.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
It does. Now,
Halloween 4.
You know what? And the thing of it is I request this.
Yeah, this is a self-inflicted wound.
I'm an idiot.
This movie was chosen so that Jeff could see the best movie by Danielle Harris, who is going to be at Horror Realm.
Horror Realm. Us.
And November. We'll be talking more about that later. Well, wait a second.
Why do I really want to do this? Can we just
yes,
get this one on?
You want to see this. This is a really good movie.
I'm starting to sweat.
Very well done. Well, that's because I don't have the air conditioning.
I guess
we'll be okay.
Can I veto any of these right now?
You cannot. That's
well,
the
tell me
fun
a little bit more about
it.
This. This is
well,
what year?
Halloween 4, this is like early 80s, I think.
Early 80s?
This is Michael Myers has been killed a couple of times by this point.
What?
And he's kind of deathless.
You have to remember, I haven't even seen Halloween.
Right. Well, and that's why I think this is a good one, because it kind of walks you into what it's all about. And all it is Michael Myers, he has this habit. And his habit is to kill teenagers that are getting it on. And I think we all kind of want to kill teenagers that are getting it on. So he might be the hero of the movie.
No, he's not going to be the hero of the movie.
He's really the hero
of
the
movie. No, he's not. Because if people are getting on, that's fine. Marvin Gaye says, go ahead, get it on. But listen. Yeah. Listen to me now.
Yeah.
Hear me later. I don't know about this movie here. What day? And I'm looking.
I do.
And it's October 28th.
Yeah.
That's right before Halloween.
That's Halloween.
Are you high? What the hell are you doing to me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Jesus, man. So Halloween 4. So he's been dead a couple times.
You're be
so
fine.
Let me ask you
You'll
something going
it.
To this. Let me ask
You'll
you a couple questions
it.
Real quick.
Okay.
So Danielle Harris and there's some other chicks that are going to be at Horror Realm there that are in this movie, right?
Not in this movie, but in the Halloween franchise.
Okay, so let's just say Danielle Harris, whatever.
Yeah.
So is this going to be like, is she any relation to Jamie Curtis? Is Jamie Curtis in this? Is there any
that
tie
is a
together?
Spoiler, and I'm not going to tell you.
Fuck.
That's a spoiler.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
The freaking box scares
inning
the shit
eight.
Out of me. Yes.
Inning eight.
Inning eight. Yes, yes, yes. You know
this
what?
This is the one I'm not looking forward to.
Yes.
I've never seen this movie.
You tell me about Fire in the Sky first this time.
Fire in the Sky is...
Aliens.
A true story. It depends
Bullshit.
If you believe in such things.
Is it really?
But it's an alien abduction movie. That's all I'm going to tell you.
What the hell, man? So we're going to have alien abduction. We're going to have probing. Yes. We're going to have all sorts of stuff, aren't we?
It's a supposedly true story.
Do they go, am I going to see them in outer space?
That would be a spoiler.
What's with the spoiler shit? All right, anyways.
I was failing for
okay,
it.
So what year is that movie?
I'm going to predict that this is actually the scariest movie. Of
Are you, for you kidding me right now?
That's my prediction.
Wait a second. I'm looking
that's
at
my
Collector.
Because
I'm looking at Trick or Treat.
Collector.
Whatever. Yeah. Trick or Treat and Halloween 4. You're telling me this is going to be the scariest of them? Aliens?
I think so. I think so.
For me.
I
because
so.
You know what I don't, you know what scares the crap out of me.
I think so because, you know, it's a true story.
Allegedly. What? Wait, where does it take place? If it takes place...
Hey, oh, where is it? It's like Alabama or something like that. Oh,
that's fine then. I thought this would be something like happens in Wisconsin. Whatever, it's fine.
If it's Alabama, they got it coming, right?
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's not Wisconsin, I have to worry about going out to my Jeep and getting abducted. So, anyway.
Oh, Halloween 4 was 1988. I'm being corrected in here. I've also got news here that Billy Crystal got to bat in a spring training game about 25 years ago for the Yankees.
Yeah, it was lame. And Garth Brooks got a chance to bat for the San Diego Padres. That was lame. It's, you know what? Whatever. Anyway. Okay. So, but no, thank you for that, Trogdor.
Well, I'm a vampire, so I like the bats.
You do. Yeah, you just don't like... Usually they play baseball during sunlight, so you probably don't like that.
That I don't like.
All right, so we're going to... The fish that saved Pittsburgh for my Pittsburgh Mafia.
Yeah, because we're going to be going out to Pittsburgh and Horror Realm. We'll talk more about that later.
Right, we will be. But
Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Yep. This movie is so bad.
What? Wait.
It's not on any streaming.
It's so good that it's not.
We can't. The only way we're going to be able to get this.
Huh.
Probably for the safety of viewers. We're going to have to go, like, on YouTube Red or something to watch this thing. Okay. It's going to be crazy.
I say we watch it here on your new big screen TV.
I second that emotion.
Emotion. But this is going to be awesome. You're going to love this movie. I don't even know how you won't.
How? Dr. J is not an actor.
So, but we tied this together. And we didn't even really know that we tied this together. You have alien abductions. He's from outer
space.
No. But this takes
Dr. J is from outer space.
No. The fish is Pisces, and Pisces is what is it? Astrology. Pies. Astrology is the stars. Yeah. The stars are fire in the sky. Man, we rocked this stuff out.
Yeah.
So anyway, the fish that saved Pittsburgh. Metal Arc Lemon is in this. He's a Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh yeah. Him I like. I like him.
The chick from Greece, Rizzo from Greece.
Stockard Channing.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you. Yeah, she's in there. She's the actual person that gets all the fish together. It's good. It's all gonna be good. Fish. Good fun.
Okay.
We're gonna have good fun.
The last time I smelled fish, I was not in a place that I could talk about on the family show.
Oh my god.
All right. So our next one.
Yes. Finishing strong.
I am very much looking forward to this because you have been telling me is this your favorite sports movie?
It's my favorite of all time.
Okay, absolutely. Tell me more.
100%. Long Gone is by far and away my favorite sports movie. We'll talk about this in 9 weeks so you'll forget what I'm telling you. But this is a 1987 movie off of HBO. I fell in love with it the very first time I watched it. It's about a minor league team in 1957 down in fictional Tampico, Florida. They play ball. There's some race in there, so there's some race
elements. Okay.
But it's so good, and I think the reason why it's so good is the ending. And I know.
Don't spoil it.
I will not spoil this because you're right over here. You're within arm's length.
No, but I'm remote. Because, you know,
COVID.
Because of COVID, right?
So listen. Tim.
We're being very cautious.
Tim, this is the Jaws. This is the Jaws.
This is the Jaws of sports movies.
For me, it is.
Wow,
I love this movie so much
because this movie was impossible to find. But you had.
I bought it. Are you kidding me? I had this on VHS tape. I actually watched this since 1987. I've watched this at least once a year before the baseball season.
That's like Jaws for me.
What I'm saying. This movie is fantastic. Wow. You will. Enjoy this movie.
Aren't you worried that you might be overselling it?
Because no.
Why has nobody else found this movie?
Because
it's so great.
I don't know. Because they go to feel the dreams. I gotta throw catch with me. Whatever. This movie's 20 times better than Field of Dreams.
You know. Okay, I'm gonna ask you as a sports fan.
Natural.
Are you super excited about the Field of Dreams game that happened?
The Field of Dreams game was a lot of fun. It will be fun again when the Cubs play the Reds. It's unique, it's kitschy, whatever that word is.
I heard part of it was that they predetermined a winner.
Shut up, they did not.
That's what I heard.
Making that shit up. Anyways, listen to this.
Because it was about the Black Sox and they wanted to be accurate.
Listen to this.
That's what I heard.
Listen to this. Hear me now, listen to me later. William S. Peterson's in this from CSI. Virginia yes. Madsen's in this. Virginia yep. Madsen's gorgeous, if you ask me.
Yeah, I like her.
That one dude on the other side there.
Patrick
Mulroney. Yeah, he's him? In there, too. Okay. The other thing about this is that Penn and Teller, which one is the one that doesn't talk? Teller.
Teller. Right?
Yeah, Teller's in this, and...
Teller's in it.
And spoiler...
He talks.
Spoiler alert, he talks.
Yeah, I heard that he talked in some movie. This is the one?
This is the one.
Oh, this is getting more and more interesting.
Hell yes, it is.
I have been avoiding reading, seeing. I had to grab the photos for it.
Yeah.
There's like 6 photos online.
I know.
It's impossible. I'm very interested in this movie. And every time I'd start up my TV downstairs, it's right there in front of me. And I'm like, no, gotta wait.
And
gotta
if anybody wants to make my year, I will take a Tampico Stogie's jersey with number 7 on it. If you can find it, send it our way.
Send the merch our way. The movie that I picked for you is a John Carpenter film called yep. The Thing.
Hey, before you get into it, I'm not going to interrupt you anymore, but think about this.
Why not? That's the
we
show.
We start with a Carpenter movie, and we end with one. We didn't even yes. know we did that until just now.
Oh, it's almost like somebody might have worked on that.
Whatever, go ahead.
Anyway.
Whatever. You probably did.
I knew I wanted this one for my last inning this year.
Season?
This is probably my favorite pure monster movie. I still think Jaws is kind of a monster movie, but it's more like a realistic monster. The Thing is not a realistic monster. Well, Bruce. Really, Jaws is a shark as serial killer film. You know?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
basically Ed Gein with fins. Fuck. The Thing.
It, damn it.
Wow, you're really not doing well.
No.
The Thing is one of the best performances by Kurt Russell. It is
like
set
Russell.
In. It's set in the Arctic, and terrible, horrible, monstrous things occur. What I like is you don't see the monster a ton, but when you do,
oh my God,
it's top notch. It's just top notch. Is this one you've seen as well?
I haven't seen any of these on your list.
None.
Like, not even a minute of this one.
Wow.
But
you're in for a real treat with this one.
So, and I think that I am, and I've been ramping up to wanting to see this a lot because on Twitter and some social media sites,
yes.
they've been putting up a lot about The Thing, and they're saying, they said this was actually, the movie was in Antarctica. They actually did it. They actually filmed it down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's the thing
really
about The Thing. When we do
the
that
thing
review,
the thing.
Here's the thing that's going to happen with The Thing. We are going to argue about when what happened in the movie, because... should I tell you this?
No.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
No.
But when you see the film, you'll know. I can't wait to talk to Tim because I got to check if my theory is right. You know, and I will tell you right now, I don't know. I've had these arguments over the years, and who knows? It's such a well-made movie. It's one of those movies, and I like this, when you have a movie, and afterwards, you feel like you can have a conversation about it.
And one quick thing about that, something yeah. that you don't know about me, and this hasn't come up, that's why.
Right.
I really enjoy movies about winter and movies about underwater stuff. That's
movies about winter.
Yeah.
So, like, well, Christmas films must
well, no,
be
no, no,
like,
no, no,
dominant.
No, not so much that. Like snow, like stuff that has snow in it. I don't even know why. So, like... Whiteout.
You're gonna like this one. Then.
I like that movie Whiteout. You know, with Kate Beckinsale.
Well, there's snow in that movie.
Yeah.
There's a great shower scene in that movie.
Not really. You want to be, but it's not.
Yeah.
But in like underwater movies, like
it's good enough for me.
Like deep, like underwater movies, like Deep Star 6. So if there's ever a movie with snow or underwater, I'm in 100%. That's true. It's true. What you're reading something about?
Yes, I'm. I don't know what this link is to, but it says Silent Night, Deadly
no,
Night.
No, I don't want to see that one. No, I don't want to see that. It's about Santa Claus. He's got a hatchet. He goes down a chimney. No, I don't want to see that shit. But
no, I think you're like really going to enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I do. So if you ever can throw me a winter movie, like with snow.
I'm trying to think what else there would be.
Like Leviathan's underwater.
Yeah, that one is definitely going to come up. We're definitely going to do Leviathan.
The Abyss?
I got to hold stuff for season 4, season 5.
Oh, there's going to be more seasons.
Season 55.
Yes. Yes.
Season 66. Because I plan on, well, I'm a vampire, so I live infinitely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great. And now, like, winter movies like Snow Dogs, that's a winter type movie.
I can assure you Snow Dogs will not be assigned by the vamp, okay?
All right, good to go.
That is not going to
happen. The Shining, I can hang with that.
Deep Blue Sea, that's one we'll definitely give you that
one.
Hell yes,
I love that movie.
Oh, Dead Snow, that's a good choice.
Yeah?
That's a good choice.
I don't even know.
Who is SHFG? We're going to have to watch
it. It's obviously not a bot. It's not a bot, is it?
No. No, but we appreciate you coming out. I think we got a great season coming up. And, you know, there's...
Did you see Dead Snow? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Good movie.
Is it like Dead Calm?
No, but Dead Calm's also a
good movie. You know which other one I want to see? I want to see that one with... I want to see that one with George Clooney and the guy Cheech and Chong dude and Tarantino's in it, and then... Who's the chick that comes out and starts dancing with a snake?
Oh, you want to see Dust Till Dawn.
Dust Till Dawn, yes. I do want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it, but I didn't really see it. I've only seen the scene with the dancing person.
Well, yeah, and you paused it and you watched it some more.
Yeah, I did. That's an awesome scene. I mean, wow.
Do you know what time it is?
Wait, it's time for... this way. Cougars football started tonight. My nephew plays... for Sioux Falls, South Dakota Cougars, and tonight's their opening game against Bemidji State.
You know, okay. I should mention this. A lot of people don't know this, but Jeff really thinks out which shirt he's wearing and which baseball hat that he's going to wear each time. And for a small fee, he'll wear your t-shirt.
You know who used to do that?
Probably Euchre.
No, Bill Cosby. Noticed during the Cosby Show, he would put
Was it before or after he drugged whoever he was with?
He probably drugged them because he didn't like their team. But they would give him colleges. He'd wear different colleges all the time. But next week, Tim, before you get into this whole rap thing or whatever we're going to do, listen, next week's
I'm not going to rap.
Next week's t-shirt is out, laid out, ready to go. It is fantastic. Tim, it's fantastic. And when I walk in with that t-shirt on, next week you're going to be like, oh my God.
You know what's the best t-shirt around?
We will return you to the regularly scheduled program in just a moment.
Let's make some merch money.
Dead on the Bases has... Get this high-quality, durable garment at our store or a fine partner location. Get our classic and classy tees that really shine, worn out on their own, made with a super soft blend of ring-spun cotton and polyester to help the shirt keep its shape, as it will soon be the shirt you wear for all occasions. And what else do we have coming in the line?
I'm thinking about getting coasters, and I'm thinking about getting tumblers, like Yetis. I don't know, man. I think we got a market going. I don't know.
As always, Jeff, you are so right. Get this fabulous product now at a location near you. Dead on the Bases. When you care. And when you are...
Open it up, Muskego style.
That's right. You never know when you need more merch.
Debbie Ford's going to be wearing my merch t-shirt when we're out there.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Guaranteed.
I'm
going to put down the guarantee right now.
Okay.
Her or Danielle Harris?
Or both at the same time?
In the same shirt.
Okay. My God.
They'd be like, how'd you do that?
How do they do it?
That's fantastic with all those different ways to say merch.
Yeah, well, you never know. Yep. I had actually 15 actors in here saying merch. Merch. So. I don't know why I find this so damn entertaining.
Hey, Swolbet was there. Swolbet said, my speakers just went nuts. Who's Swolbet? Oh, that's her.
Hey. Yeah, I know who my mother is. Thank you.
What are you doing? Are you trying to pick up my mom? Enough of that. Hey, you know what we keep mentioning is we talk about Horror Realm. And
Horror Realm, you gotta say it right, because people are gonna think it's Horror Realm and there's gonna be whores there. It's actually Horror.
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 Yeah. And Horror Realm is November 19th through the 21st. And we are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, we are.
One of the main attractions.
Hell, yes, we are. And even if we're not, we're going to be. I mean, even if we're not the main attraction, we will be. You can guarantee it. If you know Jeff Miller.
Jeff will make sure that it's all about the Jeff.
No, about Dead on the Bases.
Yeah.
But.
Or Jeff.
I guarantee you we're at Pyrotechnics.
We're getting a you're going to burn the place down.
Not the ones I have. I got them in Kentucky.
That sounds dangerous.
That's where I went this summer. I got Pyrotechnics. They're going to open the doors and you're going to hear, pow, 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 boom. And then I'm going to come out through the smoke with the merch on. It's going to be awesome.
You know, you're making a vampire prey. That's not good. He's go just going to have all this merch. Getting everybody excited.
Oh, hell yeah. But
they call you Mr. Excitement. Except for your girlfriends. And that is what everybody said in high school. They said, Jeff, he's Mr. Excitement.
Yeah, right.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
Okay, it is. He's right. Tim went to school with me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be out there, and they have some great, if you're into horror, you're going to know these names I talk about, like Danielle Harris, Scout Taylor Compton. She's a newer horror star. Christina Klebb, Deborah Foreman,
yes.
Kane Hodder, Bob Elmore, he's a famous stuntman.
Oh, and, I actually thought that was a guy from, like, the Three Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
He looked like Gandalf.
Yeah, but he did some Pirates of the Caribbean. He did a lot of horror early on and went into more mainstream.
Like, he acted in it, or no?
He acts on occasion, but he's primarily a stunt performer.
Like Hodder?
Yeah, Kane thinks he's an actor.
Is Kane done, or is he done acting? I mean, is he done?
I don't know if he's done. He was in the fire a pretty long time. I would say he's like medium well.
Okay.
We all kind of wish he was rare. Also was Felissa Rose is going to be out there, Tiffany Shepis. Now, Kane, Felissa, and Tiffany host a podcast on Fangoria.
Are you serious?
Called Casualty Friday.
I'm taking that it's on Fridays.
It's like on sporadically, to be honest.
So really, we could just check it out this Friday and just find out what's going on?
Well, you can check it out whenever you want. It's a podcast, so you can download it later.
Do you think they're in the same room like we are, or do you think they just do it remotely?
I think they all come in together because they all live in California making movies. And I think Felissa and Tiffany are actually, they live near each other or something.
I thought you were going to tell me they were lovers.
That could be. I don't know.
Wow. Deborah Foreman. Yeah. Scroll up a little bit so I can see her completely.
Yeah, she was from Valley Girl is what I know.
April Fool's Day. You didn't watch April Fool's Day? Come on.
I haven't watched April Fool's
Day. Are you kidding me? I actually saw a horror movie that you didn't see.
Yeah.
But that's right up my alley. That's like Death Day 2 and all that stuff. It's
okay.
It's a fun one.
Hey, somebody used merch in the chat room.
Look at that. I wonder who Schnigniff.
Schnigniff?
That's not even really a name, is it? It's S-H-F-G.
Is it Shagfag?
No. I don't know what it is. We got to figure that out.
It could also have been that they were entering in their username and had a stroke at exactly the same time.
No, but it's good that that person is here.
Yeah.
You know, is that person going? Wait, let's just ask right now. Is that person going to Horror Realm? Horror Realm?
Okay.
We'll see. Anyways, we're going to go out there to Horror Realm. We are going to have merch.
Horror Realm. Say it. We got to be careful when we
horror.
Say it.
Horror.
Yeah. Horror.
It's one of those words that you can spell forward and backwards the same. But we're going to be out there, and we're going
to... What? Horror, you can spell forwards and backwards the same.
Yep.
R-O-O-R-O-H.
Mm-hmm.
That's roll.
So you mean to tell me you It means you can't... You can tell me... You can't walk forward and spell horror and walk backward and spell horror? You can't? Spell it forward and backward. Yeah, baby. Pittsburgh's going to be fun. How about the drive out there?
The drive will be a lot of fun. It'll be entertaining.
I'm going to sleep.
You're driving.
Like I said, you're driving. I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God. My life is going to come in front of my eyes a number of times during this whole thing. I can just see it.
So
I know it's going to happen.
What's going to happen? I wasn't even paying attention. I was reading what Trogdor said about there is no possible way you don't know a person watching your feed.
We're hoping we actually attracted a new viewer.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
hater?
It's probably not
hater?
True.
You know who it is? It's probably Craig Council.
I have no idea.
It's Craig Council.
Wait. You know what would be nice, Jeff? If somebody other than my family was watching. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's, I think SGHF, SHGHF short film. Well.
Okay.
All right. You know what? The mystery continues.
Okay, we're at the hour point, and we really have no content. So
horror realm. You get to meet us. We're going to have headshots there to sign. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I believe you. And I think all of our viewers who are praying for this show to end will be excited to come out as well. So I want to thank everybody for coming out. And
thank you.
Remember to join us again next week, Thursday, when we'll have actual content. We'll be talking about wrestling quite a bit.
Is that next week already?
Yeah. September 9th.
Oh, man.
In 7 days.
I got something planned.
Yeah. You're coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, you can share and subscribe to our show and feed.
Yep.
You can find the show at otherworldlyculture.com. And you can follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and other fine places you find podcasts. Yes, the answer is... Oh, and somebody won't be back. Oh. See, you already ruined it. But
I didn't ruin it.
You did.
They stuck through the whole thing.
You did. They stuck through the whole thing, so they must be masochists.
So they stuck through the whole thing to tell us...
That's my audience, not your audience, if they're masochists.
I don't even know what that means. But listen, they stuck through the whole thing to tell us we won't be back. Okay.
All right.
They'll have a different chat room next week.
Actually, here's a fun thing to do. Sign in as somebody new every single show and scare Jeff. Scaring Jeff is a lot of fun. I've done it with a garage door opener. So, as we say at the end of every show, if it's sports, it's a home run. And if it's horror, run home! We're dead on the bases, and we'll see you next time.
Maybe.
Otherworldlyculture.com.
SHFG13.com. I don't know why I did that.
I don't either.
They'll be back. Oh, look at that. That's new.
That's not new.
It's new.
That's on there every time.
What about all the other people, like Tracy and all them? Aren't they on there?
You don't have to know everybody that's watching the show. That seems to be our theme.
No. I mean, on the picture. On the picture, I'm saying.